Hello and welcome. I want to talk in this video about the mental and emotional process that men experience when they make the decision to go their own way, and the process of tearing down their former identity and formulating their new one, and the resistance involved in this change, and the cycle of progression that men work through. And men can find themselves facing one of two paths, one where he has autonomy over his own life, or where he's a utility, serving the needs of others. In the experience for men going their own way, it can be a traumatic one, where the man has little to no support or guidance. And it was felt by many philosophers that men learn through experience, and the wisdom arises from personal suffering, as it was felt to be the only way a man could learn true wisdom. And with the amount of bias men face today, it's truer now more than ever. And often that knowledge, it comes too late, and once the damage has been done, and the loss has been substantial. And some would suggest that societal control, it's driven and maintained through fear, and changes to the social order or status quo can be perceived as threats. And we fear change. And we always ask, how will this change affect me? Or my finances, or my social status, or my identity. And if you have to shift all your preconceived notions of society, then the question left is, who am I now? And needs, they're the basic driving force of action. Now, if a person's immediate needs aren't threatened, then why would they change? And it's very easy for a man going his own way to assume his perspective is easily understood. But for any shift in perception, you need to address a person's fears and their bias, and essentially challenge their values and their identity. And often the personal investment is just too great. If a person can resist change, they will, especially if there's no consequences for doing so, or if they have the power to stop that change. Male disposability is A-OK. It's just too easy to look the other way. And any man who goes his own way, he faces prejudice. And he also has to build a new identity. And he goes through a very complex cycle of anger, denial, bargaining, etc. And where the final stage is one where he's ready and proactive in moving on to the next phase of his life. But a common problem with the cycle is that men can get stuck in one or more phases. Now, this mental cycling, it's a form of avoidance. And I see this behavior in a number of men who find their new reality too painful to come to terms with. And this is understandable. But I believe what we're beginning to see now in the manosphere is a lot of men moving forward out of this repetitive cycle and into the next phase. They've accepted their reality, and they're now being proactive and pushing forward with their lives. And this is a natural progression, but only if men give themselves the space to heal and the time to construct a new identity for themselves. And I see men who go their own way. They're excited about this new awakening, but this can be an over-optimistic view, because it isn't a solution. It's just the first step on the journey to self-discovery. And this optimism sometimes can give way to very real grief and depression. And a lot of this is derived from a realization of just how systematic and ingrained the bias against men really is. The mountain looks too great to climb, and there's hazards every step of the way. And this fear, it can be like a paralysis. But the positivity, it does return. And this is where men really benefit from the support of other men, and by staying informed, and by making plans on how they're going to approach their future. And many men who go their own way, and other men that I've worked with in group therapy who have undergone huge upheavals in their life, they often ask themselves, what's next? Where to from here? And it's not an easy answer. And it may be the hardest thing you'll ever face, but ultimately, it's acceptance. It's acceptance of past betrayals. It's understanding how you're perceived and understanding your own processes. And it's being self-aware. So all your needs can be met and all past conditioning can be cast off. And it's a very long process of discovery and often rediscovery. And it's being out and it's staying out. And it's living free. All of which can be incredibly painful. It's sacrifice, it's compromise. And we're the first generation of men to live as individuals, so this is new territory. And contrary to all the shaming we receive from society, we need to acknowledge that this behavior, it's not selfish, but rather it's setting an example and a course for other men to essentially find their emancipation and their voice. And men, we have a tendency to downgrade our pain and our trauma. But men need to move past this, because only through being open to change can a man actually find his way. So tearing down your identity and forming a new one, it's traumatic. And it can be one of the hardest things you can ever do. Realistically, the support, it's minimal. And the acceptance is even less so. And at worst, you're considered a threat. And at best, you're viewed as a loser or a hate monger. And the sense of grieving and betrayal, it's very real. In today's society, it's designed to enslave men. And the blueprints we're given from birth, they have it all mapped out for us. Employment, sex, marriage. The blueprints, they read, you're a walking ATM. You're disposable and replaceable at any time. And your needs, they mean nothing. And conformity, it's ensured through social and psychological pressures. And these are conditioning techniques that serve to shame and separate males, or turn men against one another and eliminate reasoning. And mentors for males, they've been eliminated. And men's behaviors, their thoughts, and their voices, they've been severely restricted. All of which keep men servile to a society that marginalizes them. And we're conditioned to despise masculinity and revere women. And many men, they feel guilt for a crime they never committed. So guilt and fear and shame, they work together to silence men and to keep them in line. And the men that do wake up to reality, they begin to question their own purpose. So when men go their own way, sometimes there's a sense of loss of purpose. A man now has to be his own guide. And there's regret for all those lost years. And there's pain from betrayal. And this anger and loss, it can be overpowering. But again, this pain shouldn't be minimized. It's real. And it needs to be accepted as valid if that man is to move forward with his life. And going your own way, it can mean losing friends and family, and especially your children. And it means having to look for new friends in a society that doesn't understand you, that sees you as a threat. And a man, he still has to navigate relationships and sex, which is rather difficult, as he's evolved to a higher awareness of the risks men can face in their interactions with women. And this can cause huge inner turmoil. And male sexuality, it's one of man's strongest drives. I mean, to dismiss it or avoid it is depriving that man. And sometimes I've seen it can lead to acting out, or guilt, or shame. Yeah, that man, he now has a deeper appreciation of his own needs. And unfortunately, women fall far short in meeting those needs today. with their entitlement and their dismissal towards men. The male hears love to give, but there's no one deserving of that love. Realistically, his standards have just gone through the roof. And no, he doesn't feel like searching for a needle in a haystack when it comes to finding the right woman, or sacrificing his basic human rights for sex. So higher self-awareness, it's a beautiful thing, but it's a bloody hard process to deal with. And the pressure for men to conform, it's immense. Now, men, they're not permitted to question social norms or their place in society. And shaming tactics and accusations of hate mongering, they'll be directed at them. So it stops any critical reasoning. And anything other than passive acceptance is seen as a threat. And men are conditioned to sacrifice and to serve. And they're emasculated lapdogs. And people on the whole, they're blind to just how widespread and sophisticated these methods are. And a man going his own way, he can still be in a process of transition. You know, it's not easy to erase all that social conditioning. And recovery can be extremely difficult and painful. But this is a normal reaction to abuse and betrayal. And it's no different in many ways to the after effects suffered by victims of trauma. You know, the man is trying to integrate back into society on his own terms, at the same time asking, who am I? And his standards and his values are now in direct opposition to everyone around him. It's like a refugee entering a foreign land. No one speaks his language. And when a man goes his own way, the door to his former life, it can often be shut behind him. And understandably, he will have issues with trust and significant anger over the betrayal and the abuse he suffered from society. But once a man starts to fill in the gaps and sees exactly how calculated this process of deception is, the anger starts to dissipate. And I've seen it, you know, sometimes men are criticized on forums or on the social media for venting their anger, you know, essentially over this betrayal, and it's viewed as misogyny. But it's not. It's a natural part of the healing process. You know, it's part of acceptance and growth. And far too many men, they live impoverished lives, financially and emotionally. And men need to let go of the restrictions and the messages that society places on them. And a man at peace with himself, you know, at peace with his past and his direction in life, is a free man. And if he chooses to actively campaign against injustice, or just focus on his own current and long-term needs, it's his choice. But either way, he sends a strong message to other men and to society to emulate. Anyway, that's all I wanted to touch on tonight, but I want to thank you once again for your time and keep on trucking. Thank you.